All right, we've got a real treat for you now. Newburyport-based singer-songwriter Melissa Farrick is back in our studios with a new album. In fact, that was her just doing that little interstitial moment. She has a new company that she started, a whole new approach to her music career. She'll be performing at the Sinclair in Harvard Square tomorrow night. But we're going to get to hear her right now. And Melissa, welcome back to Radio Boston. It's always great to have you. I always look forward to this.
Thanks, Anthony. It's great to see you.
It's real. And thank you for that little interstitial, by the way. We might have you in here every day to do those for us. But why don't you start us off with one of with something from your new album?
All right, cool. This is one of my favorite tracks off the new record. This is called Careful. None of this really makes sense, so just come in and close the door. Let's leave it all for something else to show us what it is we're in for. Sitting all the way across this room, I just gave myself to you, and every love I've ever had I want to thank for getting me to you. Every love I've ever had I want to thank for getting me to you. I'm gonna be careful, careful, careful. We'll be careful, careful, careful. Gonna be careful, careful, careful. We'll be careful. Out of nowhere, it's got me hooked. I'm overwhelmed and falling. But every time I start to listen to the fear, I close my eyes and picture you. I'm gonna let myself sink right down in to the safety of your voice. I'm laying in the half dark, and you're holding my face, saying we are more than all right. I'm gonna be careful, careful, careful. We'll be careful, careful, careful. Gonna be careful, careful, careful. I will be careful with you. Been planes up there circling. We've watched our friends collapse under their own gravity. So throw back your head, open up your hands. Come on, baby, laugh. Let's not let our future down by wandering around in our past. So beautiful, so right here. Kinda hurts to look, but I'm gonna turn the light on and look in your eyes and feel the weight of our love. And I'm gonna be careful, careful. We'll be careful, careful, careful. Gonna be careful, careful, careful. I promise I'm gonna be careful with you.
That's Melissa Farrick live in our studio here on Radio Boston performing the song Careful. It's from her new self-titled album. She'll be performing tomorrow night in Harvard Square at the Sinclair. Melissa, great to have you. Thank you for that. That was lovely.
Sure, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, that one kind of came all at once, which is the ones that you wait for, you know. I just fell in love, and none of this really makes sense to just come in and close the door. Was just the first line that came to me, that it was just kind of out of the blue. When a song comes to you, or to me, I speak for myself, when a song comes all at once like that, it kind of comes out just like a big, long, 3 or 4 pages of free writing.
Hmm.
And you kind of know that something is happening that's really special, and so you try to not get in the way of it, and
yeah.
Then you just... I just write and write and write and rewrite and rewrite until I get it. So
it's a lovely song. I think one of the things that I remember talking to you about songs the last time we talked about is we talked about how pain and heartache sometimes create some of the best and most memorable songs.
Uh-huh.
But that song is obviously about something new and hopeful and a new love and sort of promise, pledging to be careful to it with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it comes with age too, you know what I mean? Like, I think the whole idea of, I was really happy with what I call the refrains that are, every love I've ever had, I want to thank for getting me to you. And the next one is, when we're laying in the half dark and you're holding my face, saying we are more than all right, which was important because it's different than just saying we're all right, you know?
Yeah.
And then the last one, which is, I'm going to turn the light on, look in your eyes and feel the weight of this love. And with my students at Berkeley, one of the first things I ask them to do in Lyric 2 is to write a song with the word weight in the title, whether it be W-E-I-G-H-T or W-A-I-T.
Huh.
And I had that test for myself, and it ended up in this song, which I was really happy about. So
I want to ask you about part of the story behind this album involves this new company you started called Voxco.audio.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Okay, so... I reopened my own record label called Right On Records to make this album. It was a big, big decision. And so I left a company that was financing me and reopened my label. So I had zero. You know, I was at zero, which is a good number if you're a business. But I had no idea how to fund the record. So, of course, there's Kickstarter and, of course, there's Pledge Music. And these are wonderful companies and they work very well. And I have used them before. However, 30% of what you fund... doesn't go to the artist. It goes to the company that has created this platform. And so I wanted to find a way to retain that 30% somehow. So I got an email from a fan in Michigan named Ashley Hall, who's a professor out there at the U of M, and she writes code and writes data. So this was, she was like, listen, I think your idea, I got a grant to create code, and she saw my video online, which was me asking my fans to do a subscription-based or a yearly thing. So in that last segment, when the guy was talking about $100 a year, it made me smile because that's what mine is. And so we created a company together called Voxco Audio, and Ashley wrote all of the code, and we copywrote it and trademarked it. So we own it, and it's a template for musicians to utilize. Hopefully other people will use it.
Just to be clear, it's a subscription service, so folks subscribe to you, and what do they get? They get your music, but they get more than that, right?
Yeah, they get more than that. So my concept is that people who give me $100 a year or $8 a month, they get all of the music. So they get the demo versions of the songs, then they get the rough mixes, and then they get the final mixes, and they also get back songs that have never been released before. They're also asked, they're asked their opinion. You know, what version of this song do you like better? Do you like it with the drums? Do you not like it with the drums? And why? It's not just a yes or no. So there's communication between me and them.
So you're getting direct feedback from your fans while you're finishing a song.
Right. My whole concept is that, like, here's the deal. In the old days, when I was with Atlantic in, like, 1993 and 95, I had an A&R guy. He was the one guy, like, he saw me play a show. He signed me. He was in charge.
Right.
And they call that A&R. It stands for Artist and Repertoire. And so I'm exploding that idea and creating a platform for every fan or every person, doesn't even have to be a fan, when they give their input, that is my A&R team. So my A&R team is comprised of about 270 people now. So I don't have just one person saying, that's the best mix of that song or that's the single. They're looking at everything, Anthony. They're looking at my photographs.
Fantastic.
You know, unedited.
And what's that been like for you?
Terrifying. It's been great. I mean, I remember I put up the photographs unedited, you know, no Photoshop or anything, so like pigmentation and stuff and a zit or whatever, and then someone wrote, in this picture it looks like you need a cup of coffee, and I was like, oh, you know, I was like, I better be careful what I ask for.
Well,
so you have to be willing, you
that's
know?
That's easy to deal with. Make yourself a cup of coffee.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I was like, well, I guess I don't like that photograph.
All right, Melissa, well, it'd be great to hear something else from this album, so tell us what you're going to play.
All right. I was going to play Scenic View, which I just had to tune for a second. But
all right.
This is a song that this is a song called Scenic View, and yeah, I'll just play it. Everybody really likes this one, so I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna let go with everything I've got. I'm gonna let you see me. 'Cause if I believe that nothing is stronger than love, then I better give this everything I've got. Time isn't waiting for me to get ready, so I'm gonna step up onto the stage. Go ahead, throw a spotlight right into my face, because I am not hiding. I do not need a break. Go ahead and look at me. People who don't want to see our happiness, I suspect, are deeply sad. People who sit in judgment of us are twisting words to justify the stance that our love is wrong. Stop trusting, open up your eyes, because we are standing on the edge of the rest of our lives. I know it's been exhausting to be brave for this long, but we are approaching.
Fantastic. That's Melissa Farrick live here on Radio Boston. She's performing her song Scenic View from her new self-titled album. She'll be at the Sinclair tomorrow night at Harvard Square. Melissa, thank you. Thank you for that.
Sure.
I want to ask you about all these hats you wear, because you do so much managing of your own career. You were telling us about Voxco.audio.
Yeah.
The company that you founded. Does wearing all these different hats, does it get exhausting? Or is it the kind of thing that, no, I wouldn't have it any other way?
Well, I'm much better at negotiating it now than I used to be. Yeah. And I have some people that I really rely on in the music industry to keep me going, you know, positively. A couple guys come to mind. One is this dude, Dick Huey, who owns a company called Toolshed. Another guy named David Macias, who owns 30 Tigers. He manages Patty Griffin. I have, a very small group of people that I reach out to, you know, artists like Ani DeFranco, you know, who I call if I get frustrated. And really what they do is they just encourage me again, you know. So I don't get tired of it. I think the one thing that that worries me sometimes bother and worry are kind of the same thing, right? But, you know, is like, I wish I had more time. Like I start to get into one of the hats and I'm starting to have a sneaking suspicion that I might be better at being an entrepreneur and then just make records and put them out once in a while. You know what I mean? And,
oh, interesting.
I don't know. I mean, I like my songs and stuff, and I like to play live. I know I'm a good live performer, and but like the selling of records is pretty, you know, the making of records is pretty much over. So, you know, we're releasing vinyl in September. I'm just doing things differently. That's what's fun, you know?
Well, listen, I want to give you time to play us out on one more song. So can you just start a vamp for us, and I'll just say goodbye to you and just tell listeners that we've been talking to Melissa Farrick. She's releasing her new self-titled album at the Sinclair Cambridge tomorrow night. There's more information at radioboston.org. Melissa, thank you. And now you're going to be doing Trust It All?
Sure, I'll do some of that.
All right, here we go.
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, I'm going to let my mind go. I'm going to change just one thing. I'm going to stretch my thinking. Trust it all. Yeah, I'm here to trust it all. Yeah, because snow will melt, trees will bloom, hearts beat, and oceans move. Yeah, there's nothing I can do here but just be me. Nothing I can fix, no amount of push is gonna switch the outcome, out it comes. All that worrying was wasteful, and all that planning was stupid. So with the spirit of forgiveness, with a heart of pure love, I'm gonna live, believing in everything and everyone. Because I'm done with being lonely, I'm done with poor me. So if happy songs aren't your thing, Boston, I ain't even a little bit sorry. Mind go. I'm gonna change just one thing. I'm gonna stretch my thinking and just trust it all. Yeah, I'm here to trust it all. The snow will melt and trees will bloom, hearts beat and oceans move. Oceans move. So trust it all. Trust it all.